Ho folks. Ho folks was tenant farmers.
Yeah.
And we never did go hungry, but we had to eat basic food. And like I told him the other night, my dad never heard the word budget, but he was a lot more of a budget man than any of us is today, because in the fall we had to have so many loads of stove wood in the wood house. You had to have so many gallons of syrup in the smokehouse.
Yeah.
You had to have so much hay in the barn, so much corn in the crib, and everything. And if we didn't make enough of that, then you'd swap out for some other farmer to get that amount. So much wheat in the wheat bin to make flour. And it was just a little bit of a different world than it is today.
That was some good eating, huh? Pinto beans and stuff?
Well,
cornbread?
Not pindos. I don't ever remember hearing tell of a pindo until I was older, because we had black-eyed peas and stuff like that we raised ourselves. We didn't raise pindos.
Did you have collard greens?
Turnip greens. Poke salad.
Yeah.
In the spring, you always had to go right down there on that hill and pull some sassafras and make sassafras tea. Had to have a couple of cups of sassafras tea every spring to straighten your blood out.
What was poke salad made out of?
A vine that grows out here in the field and woods. So they had a berry on it. The berry is poisonous after it gets big.
Hmm.
But they used to say the poke was poison, so they'd say boil it and drain it and squeeze it and boil it, but it's not poison. I just cook it like I do turnip greens and eat it.
You put grease on it?
Yeah, have to have grease on everything. How do you think I got to live this old without having grease? I didn't get it off of margarine. But then, see, when I started school, it was a little old three-room building on the top of the hill that crossed where King Road and Hardscrabble and King crosses. There was, they originally was a one room, and then they added two rooms, and then they added a third room. But it was just a wooden building with a, in other words, like here we've got sheetrock on both sides. Up there they had boards on one side and nothing else on the other. And it's originally in 29, 30, and 31 we had three rooms. And the parents, in the wintertime, this family would furnish wood for the stove this week, and the next week, the other family. And they had a water bucket sitting in the corner of the room with a dipper in. Everybody drank out of the same dipper. Had to go to somebody's well in the neighborhood to get the water. The outhouse was down in the woods. And
did you have a wood stove?
Yeah, a big wood stove. And then in the school was run in the summertime. It started after we get everything planted. And then by the time everybody got everything, what we call laid by, is finished, then they'd have school until cotton started getting ready to pick. And then you'd be out of school for about 2 or 3 weeks till everybody got the cotton picked. Then you go back to school. And then the third week in August was a little church up there, about a half a mile from school, but in the third week of August, they had what they call revival. We call it revival now. They called it tracted meeting.
Oh.
And at 10 o'clock in the morning, everybody in school lined up single file and marched over to church. They stayed in church till church was over, and then they marched back to school.
What was that called? What kind of meeting?
Protracted meeting.
Oh.
It was just for once a year, this church would have it third week in July, and that church would have theirs. There was revivals going on all summer, but they just, that was the old folks were saying, but it's actually a revival.